Thank you for calling Customer Support. My name is Tanika. How may I help you?
Hello?
Thank you for calling Customer Support. This is Tanika speaking. How may I help you?
Kevin, how you doing? Oh, okay. Yeah, this is Mark. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. I done a survey, paid the shipping and handling on my reward, my gift.
Mm-hmm.
And then you guys today tried to take some money out of my account.
Okay.
So
can
the fraudulent
you give me,
claim from.
Can you give me your zip code, sir?
Yeah, it's 62832.
62832.
Yes.
Okay, so can you give me your name, sir?
Yeah, it's Mark, M-A-R-K, Gates, G-A-T-E-S.
And you said your zip code is 62832?
Yeah, that's the card I used.
No, your zip code, your zip code.
Oh, where I live is 38483.
38483, okay.
Yeah. That's where I live.
And you said your name is?
Mark, M-A-R-K, Gates, G-A-T-E-S.
I'm not finding you. And so let me try your name. Mark, M-A-R-K.
I've got the order ID number if you need it.
And your last name is Gates, G-A-T-E-S?
Yes, G-A-T-E-S.
Okay, so I do have you pulled up that way. Can you verify your address, Ms. Gates?
1363 Napier Road, N-A-P-I-E-R Road, and that's Hohenwald, Tennessee.
So, yes, sir, I do have you verified in the system. I'm just waiting on it to finish loading.
Okay. Because it said I paid the shipping and handling, and then today there was another charge tried to come through. So my bank stopped the charge for fraudulent claim.
Okay. I'm waiting on my system. It's just going to be slow on the car.
Okay. That's fine.
Okay, so yes, I do have you pulled up, and yes, okay, so you sit out for the tactical bag for $7.95, and you filled out for the enrolled you in the online discount store, and it tells you in the terms and conditions if you don't cancel within 48 hours that you will be charged $67.32 for the membership.
Yeah, but it doesn't say that on the ad. I got the ad right here. It says it nowhere on the ad.
Okay, well, it does say it's in the terms and conditions.
Because the ad come up, it was a Shell. I just got my Shell fuel rewards card, and it came up as a survey for Shell.
Yes, sir, but it does say it's in the terms and conditions.
Well, I'm looking right at it, ma'am. It doesn't say it.
Okay, so you said you already spoke with your bank?
Yes, the fraudulent department. I went ahead and filed you guys under a fraudulent claim. So
it's not a fraud, because it's in the account.
Yeah, it's fraudulent. It's very fraudulent.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because it does not say that anywhere on this ad. When I filled out, it said pay shipping handling. This is the reward you got for doing the survey. I took the survey and said pick one of these gifts. I picked the tactical bag. It said pay shipping order or shipping handling. I went to the page. I put my information in. I paid the shipping handling. It was $7.95. That's why that went through the other day. I didn't stop it. I went through the other day, and then it said your order is complete. It said nowhere in anything about joining anything. It was said it was a survey for Shell, which is a gas station. Okay, and that's the card I just recently got, was a Shell card.
Okay, sir, I have canceled that for you. Would you like your cancellation number?
Yes, please.
It is CS and Charlie.
Okay.
263.
263.
Mm-hmm. 57.
57.
12.
12.
29. Yes, sir.
29.
Yes, sir.
And what is the name of your, that's the actual name of your business?
No, sir. We are a third-party company, and we service over like 400 different companies.
And what's the name of your business?
We are a third-party company.
What is it called?
We are a third-party company.
Yes. What's the name of your business?
We are a third-party company, sir. That service over 400 different companies.
Right. Now, what is your name of your company is what I'm asking.
We are a third-party company, sir.
That's the name of it?
We are a third-party company, sir.
That's the name of your business, third-party company?
Hold on, sir. Yes, sir. Okay, I'm back. We are Consumer Gadgets.
So you had to pause to find out what the name was?
No, sir, I did not.
Then why didn't you give it to me when I asked the first time?
Sir, is there anything else I can help you with?
No, Consumer Gadgets, and what's your address?
It's, wow, let me just see what our address is.
Mm-hmm, that's what I thought. If you worked for a company, you'd know the address, would you not?
Sir, we service over 400 different companies.
What's that got to do with you knowing
okay,
the name
sir,
of your company and the address?
If you're going to be rude, I'm going to disconnect the call.
I'm not being rude, ma'am, but
sir,
you're telling
you
me you keep saying you service. No, you guys just tried to take money out of my account illegally.
No, we did not try to take. When you signed
well, then how come it gives your number? Then how come your phone number came up to
sir, we service over 400 different companies.
Okay,
and when you signed up for this bag, it says in the terms and conditions. Hold on, let me put it up for you and read it to you.
It may say it on your end, but the text message I got doing the survey did not say anything of the sort.
Okay, sir, but I'm. It says
that's the fraudulent part. That's the fraudulent part.
No, it's not. But, sir, okay, I have canceled your account for you. Is there anything else you would like me help with, sir?
Yes, I would like your address of your company, please.
Let me get my supervisor.
Yes, please do that.
Yes, sir. My supervisor said we are not allowed to get any addresses out.
Yes, please put your supervisor on the phone.
My supervisor, I just spoke to my supervisor, and he said that we are not allowed to give any addresses out.
It's your company policy, ma'am, that when supervisors ask for, you must get the supervisor. That's every company's policy.
Okay,
yes,
I can transfer you to the supervisor.
Yes,
please
do that.
That's not a problem, sir.
Thank you. But you can't give me the address.
Okay, give me one second. Can you give me one second,
sir? Sure.